The Million Dead Two summed up the unknown. The Million Dead Two summed up the unknown. The dead in this war, there they lie, strewing the fields and woods and valleys and battlefields of the South, Virginia, the Peninsula, Malvern Hill and Fair Oaks, the banks of the Chickahominy, the terraces of Fredericksburg, Antietam Bridge, the grisly ravines of Manassas, the bloody promenade of the Wilderness, the varieties of the strayed dead. The estimate of the War Department is 25,000 national soldiers killed in battle and never buried at all, 5,000 drowned, 15,000 inhumed by strangers or on the march in haste in hitherto unfound localities, 2,000 graves covered by sand and mud by Mississippi freshets, 3,000 carried away by caving in of banks, etc. Gettysburg, the West, Southwest, Vicksburg, Chattanooga, the trenches of Petersburg, the numberless battles, camps, hospitals everywhere, the crop reaped by the mighty reapers, typhoid, dysentery, inflammations, and blackest and loathsomest of all, the dead and living burial pits, the prison pens of Andersonville, Salisbury, Belle Isle, etc. Not Dante's pictured hell and all its woes, its degradations, filthy torments, excelled those prisons. The dead, the dead, the dead. Our dead, or south or north, ours all, finally dear to me. Or east or west, Atlantic coast or Mississippi Valley, somewhere they crawled to die. Alone, in bushes, low gullies, or on the sides of hills. There, in secluded spots, their skeletons, bleached bones, tufts of hair, buttons, fragments of clothing are occasionally found yet. Our young men, once so handsome and so joyous, taken from us. The son from the mother, the husband from the wife, the dear friend from the dear friend, the clusters of camp graves in Georgia, the Carolinas, and in Tennessee, the single graves in the woods or by the roadside, hundreds, thousands obliterated, the corpses floated down the rivers and caught and lodged, dozens, scores floated down the upper Potomac after the cavalry engagements, the pursuit of Lee following Gettysburg. Some lie at the bottom of the sea. The general million and the special cemeteries in almost all the states, the infinite dead. The land entire is saturated, perfumed with their impalpable ashes, exhalation in nature's chemistry distilled, and shall be so forever. And every grain of wheat and ear of corn and every flower that grows and every breath we draw, not only northern dead leavening southern soil, thousands, aye, many tens of thousands of southerners crumble today in northern earth. And everywhere among these countless graves, everywhere in the many soldiers' cemeteries of the nation, there are over 70 of them, as at the time in the vast trenches, the depositories of slain northern and southern after the great battles, not only where the scathing trail passed those years, but radiating since in all the peaceful quarters of the land. We see and see, and ages yet may see, on monuments and gravestones, singly or in masses, to thousands or tens of thousands, the significant word unknown. In some of the cemeteries, nearly all the dead are unknown. At Salisbury, North Carolina, for instance, the known are only 85, while the unknown are 12,027, and 11,700 of these are buried in trenches. A national monument has been put up here by order of Congress to mark the spot. But what visible material monument can ever fittingly commemorate that spot? As I write this conclusion, in the open air, latter part of June, 1875, a delicious forenoon, everything rich and fresh from last night's copious rain. 10 years and more have passed away since that war, and its wholesale deaths, burials, graves. They make indeed the true memoranda of the war, mute, subtle, immortal. From 10 years' rain and snow in their seasons, grass, clover, pine trees, orchards, forests, from all the noiseless miracles of soil and sun and running streams, how peaceful and how beautiful appear today even the battle trenches and the many 100,000 cemetery mounds. Even at Andersonville today, innocence and a smile. A late account says the stockade has fallen to decay, is grown upon, and a season more will efface it entirely, except from our hearts and memories. The dead line over which so many brave soldiers passed to the freedom of eternity, rather than endure the misery of life, can only be traced here and there. For most of the old marks, the last 10 years have obliterated. The 35 wells which the prisoners dug with cups and spoons remain just as they were left. And the wonderful spring which was discovered one morning after a thunderstorm flowing down the hillside still yields its sweet, pure water as freely now as then. The cemetery, with its 13,000 graves, is on the slope of a beautiful hill. Over the quiet spot already trees give the cool shade, which would have been so gratefully sought by the poor fellows whose lives were ended under the scorching sun. And now, to thought of these, on these graves of the dead of the war, as on an altar, to memory of these, or north or south, I close and dedicate my book.